This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're here celebrating the people, places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to the old tome of wisdom, entertainment, and understanding on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey...
That's an oversell.
How much candy did you get this week?
I didn't get a lot, but the kids got a truckload of candy.
I thought you were dressing up as a bowling pin and going door to door.
No, well, I was a bowling pin at CF, you know, so we did the cystic fibrosis mash dash.
5K, monster mash and 5K dash.
Right on Sunday, which was awesome. Well attended. They raised a ton of money, so congratulations to Michelle Murphy and all the folks from the CF of Southern Arizona.
Yeah.
On good work done.
Yeah, there's some really cute costumes, too.
Yeah, I know. I was a bowling pin. I was feeling good,
not you.
Looking good. What?
No, not you. Other people. There's a little Batman. He's about 1.5 feet tall.
Little Captain America.
Oh, man. And little Captain America.
He was a speedy little guy, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he won the little mini kids dash.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. And so, folks, we actually had the opportunity to interview some of the folks down there at the run. We talked to a mom and some kids whose their dad has got cystic fibrosis. We've talked to the folks that put the event on, and we'll have the little behind-the-scenes interviews for you posted on the website this week.
Yeah, so if you go to the news page at fredandjeff.com, you'll get to see pictures of the event and some interviews with some of the people who were having a good time out there.
Me dressed up like a bowling pin.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, I think you're in almost every single picture.
Really?
You and your big bowling pin head. But you know what else we learned when we were out there? Beads of Courage has a program that's phenomenal. It's called Team Beads of Courage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program. They just kicked it off at that event.
Yeah. So what happens is for a $10 donation, you're given...
I think it was $20.
No, $10.
Was it $10? Okay.
Yeah, we had the $20 thing was something else we were going to do.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah.
But for $10, you get a bag, a little Ziploc bag with two beads and a necklace. And
what, a ham sandwich.
And what happens is you carry this bead on some little, you know, adventure that you have.
Right.
And then there's a little card you write about the adventure. And then you send it back. And what happens is these beads are encouragement beads for when these kids go through some major issue in their treatment. And
all the good vibrations.
And all the good vibrations
that were captured on that bead when you were out doing what you were doing. They're hope, you know, the thought is that they're transferred to the kid.
And not only that, but it's nice that when this kid is given a bead, there's a little card that comes with it, and the person who carried the bead gets to write a little note of encouragement to that person. So,
right.
You know, a young person in our community who's going through some kind of horrific health issues and a bad day gets this bead and knows that somebody in our community cared enough to carry this bead around with them and think about them and take this action and get the bead to them.
Right, and we're going to try to take this program one step further.
Yes.
And get, you know, athletes, U of A athletes. How cool would it be the kid, you know, get some of the kids from the basketball, football, baseball, women's softball to carry those beads around with them during their games and then write a little note with the bead and send it to a kid at Diamond Children's Center while they're going through some tough times that, hey, guess what? I was wearing this bead during this game. We won. We lost. Whatever happened. And I was thinking about you, you know, go Cats.
Yeah.
I think that'd be super cool for a little kid to get something like that.
Yeah, so we're going to work on that stuff, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And that might be the $20.
I think that was a $20 one, yeah.
Yeah, that was $21.
Because I opened my mouth and said, well, I think I can get someone to do that, and I got to go find someone to do it.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah, and also, did you go to the, I didn't see you at the Happiness seminar at downtown at the Fox.
I was being happy somewhere else.
Wow, Fred, you're 0-3, and no, I have got to tell you.
I was back last week. I was back there. Or I guess 2 weeks ago.
You went to the original
The one on compassion.
Oh, yeah. The compassion training is a path to genuine happiness.
Right.
Charles Razin. It's spelled like raisin, but it's not raisin. Charles Razin.
Okay, so you...
I was there. I saw it. It was fantastic.
No, the man harasses me about my pronunciation of names.
Yeah, but you have a hard time saying Smith.
Well, that's true. But
you
still.
Went to the Celestino Fernandez one. You went to the Pursuing and Finding Happiness one, I think.
No, Compassion. The one I went to was the Compassion.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Well, this last week
was... it was at the Fox Theater. So like a lot of seats there.
And they were jam-packed.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to... There's two more. The one coming up this Wednesday is the Evolutionary Links Between Exercise and Happiness. It's on November 6th. And if you want to go to that one, you've got to get there early. We got there about 20 minutes early. There was a line all the way down the block. And I know they had to turn a lot of people away. So if you want to go, get there early, because it is, not only is it a fantastic lecture series, but it sells out quick. And when I say it sells out,
well,
it's free.
Free.
So, yeah, you just got to get there. And then the one after that, Happiness, a Feeling, or a Future, November 13th, Daniel C. Russell. That's the last one of this series. So if you've missed any of them, you can go online to the U of A. I believe it's downtownlectures.arizona.edu to listen to them. But, folks, they're definitely worth your time.
Absolutely. Now, there's a couple last things. We've got a jam-packed show today. I mean, we got people, like, I can't even breathe. There's so many people in this room right now.
That's because you had Mexican for lunch.
Well, it hasn't been lunch yet, Jeffrey. I may have had some chorizo
for
breakfast.
Yes, that's what it was.
So this is your last chance.
That's why we can't breathe, Fred.
Your last chance to sign for your children to sign up for the Tucson K-12 Poetry Contest. There's four categories, K-3, 4-6, 7-8, and 9-12. So kids from K-12 are going to get a chance to show their poetic wares through this contest. There's first, second, and third place winners in each category, plus publication. So if you want more information, contact poet at TucsonPimaArtsCouncil.org, and that will be on our website as well.
By the way, did I tell you I've been working on my poem?
Dude, you're not in
there
not
once
in
was a
this...
man named Fred,
yes,
who had a shiny bald head. Yeah, that's all I got so far.
That's all you had last week. That is all you had last week.
I just wanted to say it again.
So you
I'll
know,
come
we,
up with more.
We've had the mesquite harvesters on the show.
Yes.
And they're getting ready to start milling those mesquite pods.
Yes.
So there are, four different opportunities coming up on, well, one's already passed, but November 2nd is not the one that passed. No. No, actually, it did pass. Two of them have passed already. That's how keen I am on these dates. So, let's see, November 9th, November 16th and 17th, and November 24th. And November 30th.
You really got to study your notes before we go on.
Well, I thought I did.
Yeah. Well,
usually I make notes. I mark things off. But for more information on where and how to get your mesquite pods milled so you have mesquite flour for the year, contact these folks at desertharvesters.org.
And if you go on that website, the first thing there are the new rules on how to harvest beans right at the top. Before you harvest, we hope you'll read the new mesquite harvesting recommendations.
Yeah, the recommendations, so, not rules.
Yeah, well, okay.
Recommendations.
Okay, Mr. Literal.
See, in hashing, there's no rules. There's only traditions.
That's right. I forgot you were a server at a sorority when you were younger.
Yeah, right. Okay, so last couple things here. Tucson Roller Derby. On the 16th and 17th, they're going to have the intrastate championship bouts. So go to fredandjeff.com. To get the link there, or just to go to TucsonRollerDerby.com for information on those bouts. Our friends at Puppus Among Us are having their new family-friendly show called Crumpled. And that's on Saturday, November 9th, and Sunday, November 10th. And then Saturday, November 16th, and Sunday, November 17th. And this is about a little character named Elizabeth, who discovers her true worth when she gets down to the nitty-gritty of conquering a fearsome dragon, and an old way of thinking. So it's the
it's based on the Paper Bag Princess.
You're very.
Which is a story by Robert Munch.
Okay, I'm just going to let you pronounce all the names from now on, Jeffrey, so you can have all that fun.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. There is so much going on here in the Old Pueblo. Don't forget U of A Athletics. There's all kinds of great stuff going on. We got to take our first break, and when we come back, we've got lots more. So stick around for more here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Puff the magic dragon, live by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff, and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and we are celebrating all the people, places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right.
And this is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are sharing the microphone this fine Sunday morning with one of our favorite guests, our monthly guest, Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, Caitlin.
Good to see you. It feels like it's been weeks.
It has been.
Maybe that's why. Hey, look at that.
So cool. What's going on?
Oh, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Downtown is just hopping. The happiness lectures, like you said, they're really blowing up. Those are such a huge benefit for Downtown Tucson. And don't worry if they sell out. You don't even have to get there all that early because a lot of downtown restaurants are live streaming. So you can go, I think,
wow.
Unplugged.
I cool,
think
man.
On a Roll was planning on doing it, a bunch of places. So you can go and have a nice happy beer, a glass of wine, and find out
happy
how to
agave
be happy.
Juice.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Is there a list of where people can go and find those restaurants?
I am going to try to do my best to post something on our website, Downtown Tucson, if I can track down all the information.
Sweet.
But just head downtown and you'll find something.
Awesome.
So we have got a lot of activity going on this month in Downtown Tucson.
This is the time of year. Everybody's downtown. It's great. We have, of course, All Souls Procession. That's tonight,
that
right?
That is tonight. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I have to go home and get dressed. And that'll be downtown. There's Second Saturdays coming up next week, and then just a whole host of events, including Tucson Comic Con, which is coming very soon. We're very excited.
Well, it's actually finishing up today.
I can't keep track of all of these. There's too much.
Caitlin, this is our fault because every year for the last three, 4 years we've been doing this, we met these comic guys at Charlie's Comics, like one of our first shows. We actually did a remote out of Charlie's Comics, and they were drawing stuff, and they actually drew pictures, caricatures, if you will, of Jeff and me.
If you will.
And we actually had it on the website for a while, and we took it down because they were really embarrassing.
I'll post them again.
But every year we promise these guys, we're going to get you on. We're going to get you on for Comic-Con.
Early.
And so every
like
year.
The Bluegrass Festival guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we always.
Well, but
by the way, folks, you got 5 minutes to make it to the last show of the Bluegrass Festival kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. Well, we did that. But every year we're like, after Comic-Con, we're like, we missed it. So this year, instead of going, we missed it, we're like, we almost missed it. Today's the last day.
Good save.
Yeah, right.
We won't tell anybody. It's
yeah,
okay.
But Michael Olivares is with us today.
I owe you a nickel.
Jeff owes me a nickel. and he cut out from the TCC for a little bit to talk with us about how it's been going over Comic-Con.
How you doing?
Good.
It's been going great.
Cool. So tell us who's there, what's going to happen. Like, who's on the panel?
Who's on first?
Do I get to see Captain Kirk this year?
No.
That's my dream, okay? Not. Tucson Comic-Con needs to bring in Captain Kirk.
Honky-tonk man.
I'm a honky-tonk man. Who's honky-tonk man?
He's the WWE.
Or
I don't know which what I'm allowed to say, WWF, WWE, or whatever they have it now. But you know, he's actually a local Arizona resident now, and he sometimes he'll make an appearance. But this year we actually have some editors from some of the bigger publishing companies, Image, Top Cow, Matt Hawkins, who's actually going to be doing portfolio reviews. He has under 1,000 published comic books under his belt in the world, you know, in the industry of comic books. Ken Christensen, Brian Polito, kind of a pretty long list of known comic book writers and publishers in the company right
Sweet.
Now.
Sweet. And you also have Henry Barajas.
Yes, Henry Barajas, local. Yeah.
Yeah, so really. Whenever I go up publicly, I try to get somebody to say something bad about Henry. And so far, nobody has been able to say one single bad
really,
thing about
yeah,
Henry.
Yeah, you really can't. He's just an all-around good guy. And you know, he may give you some extra affection when you see him, you know, like as far as a nice big
Henry Barajas hug.
He's a close talker.
A close talker?
Yeah, close talker.
Oh.
Yeah, some people might view that as...
It's endearing. It's endearing.
So, Michael, do you draw? Do you write? Do you?
I dabble in writing, but I'm a horrible artist. I'd rather leave that to the pros, as I would say. But yeah, it's really, you know, this show kind of just came from my love of obviously the comic book industry and comic books in general, the creative aspect of creating a comic book, having people read it, kids read it. All kinds of different, you know, variations of that.
Who did you read when you were a kid?
I read Neil Gaiman.
Sandman.
The Sandman,
yeah.
Obviously.
Comixology just had a big sale on those.
Yeah.
99 cents a shot,
Garth Ennis, you know, obviously. At the time, I probably shouldn't have been reading some of that because it was maybe a little more...
mature?
Yeah, for me. But, you know, I always felt like I was... maybe doing something wrong by reading it.
You seem like you're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see you twitching or, you know.
Yeah, no. Well, the funny thing is,
you should have seen him earlier.
Come full circle is a few years ago, I actually got to take Garth Ennis out to eat in San Diego and kind of just...
pick his brain?
Yeah, and, you know, it was not necessarily even about comics, just about, hey, you know, how do you like... because he lives in the States as well, you know, he's from over the pond, so... you know, but very nice guy, very, you know, and just kind of funny. I used to read his books as a kid. I'd never think I'd be having dinner with him.
Garth Ennis. Yeah. What was his first big...
Preacher.
Preacher. And he had another one, too.
He had quite a few, but Preacher was pretty much that kind of prolific book that everybody, you know, recognizes, you know, that name from.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Comic-Con in Tucson is getting pretty big.
Yeah, last year we had over 6,000 attendees, so it definitely jumped. I think
we got Can-Can girls coming in.
Yeah, that's the theme song for Comic-Con.
But I think moving it downtown really kind of gave it that, you know, that push that it needed as far as this is a localized central event, annual event that, you know, I guess moving it downtown kind of gave it a...
Well, yeah, I mean,
legitimate, you know.
Henry's backyard wasn't big enough anymore to
no,
fill, you know,
not.
For all the people.
Definitely
so it's cool
not.
That Tucson's got its own comic book convention.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And we want everybody to go out and check it out.
Yeah.
You'll be selling comics out there, or you have vendors that sell comics?
Yeah, there's vendors selling comics. We have a lot of creators, local creators, writers, and then national, like I was mentioning, Ken and Matt, who are more of the industry professionals, but we have a lot of indie professionals. You know, so everything in between, comic books, pop culture, you know, you can get some issues of Spider-Man and get a Doctor Who t-shirt.
Sweet.
So what do you think of Orbital Decay?
Orbital Decay?
Like three issues out.
Yeah. I don't not like it.
All right, so Jacob Breckenridge and Mike Isham.
Yeah.
show those guys some love.
Yeah, no, well, hey, definitely. They have tables at our booth, and we try to, or at our show, and we try to give a lot of the local talent, you know, the stage to showcase. And Jason's actually a good friend of my wife, so.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They work together.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
They're co-workers.
Yeah.
I didn't know what's going on.
I love Orbital Decay just because the premise is, think of Star Trek without the Prime Directive.
Yeah.
Well, folks... we're going to have to take a break. All right. Well, we're so thankful you guys are doing what you do.
Yeah.
And we're glad it's growing and growing and growing.
Yeah. Every year kind of surprises me. You know, it just we didn't do half the promotion we did last year that we're doing this year. You know, we were at the Halloween at the zoo this weekend, all 3 days. You know, over 8,000 flyers and posters gone. You know,
so it's really growing organically, yeah, and the which big is thing, the best way.
Yeah, and the big thing locally, a lot of people, you know, they 10 and under free. Like, oh, wow, that's awesome. You know,
that's good times.
You know, every parent had at least two kids with them. You
that's
know?
Awesome. So you guys have a Facebook page?
Yep, Facebook. Yeah, Tucson Kay. Comic-Con / Facebook. TucsonComicCon.com. You can pretty much just Google Tucson Comic Con and a ton
there
of stuff
is.
Opens up. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Yeah. We're real happy that you guys are being successful. We look forward to lots of years with more Comic Cons.
Yeah. We just want to put Tucson on the map, you know, it's downtown Tucson as well. You know?
All right. We like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we got to take another quick break. We'll be back with more fun here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
I'm a honky tonk man. And I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone calling, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company.
The Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And we've been talking with some, this is our infamous monthly downtown show. We're talking to the vivacious and beautiful Caitlin Jensen about all the stuff going on there. And today's the last day to go see Comic-Con and go talk to Michael Olivares, who is the founder down there. But we also have a bunch of other stuff going on in our beautiful downtown this month. And Adriana.
Yes.
And that's, we're just going to call her Adriana.
Yes.
And Felix Salas are here from the Veterans Parade.
Veterans Day Parade, yes.
Veterans Day Parade. And that's on the 11th, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Every year it's the 11th. One of the few holidays I remember the exact date.
Yes.
Never changes.
So welcome to the show. So see you next week. You guys are going to be rolling around downtown, and we're going to be celebrating all of our veterans.
Yes, we are. And since we are a large community of veterans, we're very pleased that this is the 94th Veterans Day Parade.
Wow.
And so one thing that's very unique about our show, our, you know, being able to come on the show, is to let you know that this post 7 downtown, the Morgan McDermott, has put on this parade for 94 years.
That's unbelievable.
All made up of volunteers.
That's great.
So you got people from the American Legion, and then you got volunteers from the community who all come together, form a committee, and work throughout the year to put this parade on for the community.
Now, there are other American Legion posts in Tucson, right?
Yes,
right. Southern
several.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Other veterans organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you guys are the ones who have been at the helm for 94 years.
Correct. We've been honored to keep it going. We do a lot of work with the VFW, DAV, also with the Marine Corps League. Everybody, you know, joining together to make the best Veterans Day parade possible.
That's awesome. Now, how many, I guess, floats?
Well, I want to know what the theme is. What's this year's theme?
This year is Tucson Honoring Veterans Home and Away. And right now, I think we're over 50-plus entries. We're still trying to get more, though, you know, the cutoff is getting kind of close.
Now, when you say entries, you're talking about floats and groups and...
Groups, floats,
cars.
Cars. You know, we have lots of cars. We have a lot of the major club cars that donate their time and their vehicles to carry some of our veterans in it, some honored guests, and our dignitaries.
Very nice. That's very nice. And where do you start? Where does the parade start from?
It basically starts from American Legion Post 7. We meet there with all the dignitaries, the honored guests, take them to the reviewing stand. Everybody usually lines up on Alameda and Church, and then there'll be some on 6th Street or St. Mary's, however you remember it. And then it'll go through Granada, and it'll end pretty much just past the post.
So the American Legion Post 7 is on 330 West Franklin Street.
Correct.
All right. So it starts there and winds around. And then how long does it take you guys to plan for this event?
It takes us, you know, pretty much all year to you know, with all the permits and everything that we need to acquire to put on the parade.
And we also need all that time to raise the funds. This is a nonprofit, so all of it is funded by people who donate to the parade.
Well, how much does this endeavor take?
Millions.
you know, we're aiming for 10,000. I mean, that would help us out with this year's parade and enough seed money to plan next year's parade. The route is kind of small for all the entries that we have, so we need to change it up. And there's been a lot of great ideas on where we're going to take the parade to, but we need
Can you share any with us?
Well, it all depends on the funding that we get.
Okay.
Right now, the route is short. We understand with the way the economy is right now that a lot of the donations kind of like start to dwindle. But we are, like I said, once again, we are a community with veterans. We're very proud of our veterans and of all the participation that we have of the community coming out. So, again, it's the funding that, you know, determines how large or how many entrants we can have, how many people we can actually have participate as far as helping us with everything that's involved and that parade route.
And you need to know that, you know, everything is... You know, we don't charge to be a participant in the parade. It's always been, you know, no charge to be in the parade. And
so you guys aren't charging any money for folks to participate in the parade. Correct. And that's why you need to raise a bunch of money, because you're all inclusive. You want to get in the parade, you're in the parade.
Exactly.
And have you had to shorten the route over the years?
We did. I mean, only 95 because
95 years is a long time.
Well, Tucson has grown a lot, and then last year was because of all the construction that was going downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, we had to bring it down and to fit our budget also. But now that everything's kind of getting done, hopefully for next year, we will be able to raise more funds and have a larger route.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yes. So given the fact that this is a community group, this is a community celebration, how can people write you a check? Where can they send it to? Can they donate online? I mean, how
yes,
does that happen?
We do have a website, and you can go to the website, www.TucsonVeterans.org, parade.org.
Right, and, you know, you can also go to the Facebook, Veterans Day Parade 2013. There's a link where you can get to PayPal, or you can send it to the American Legion Post at 330 West Franklin. But please put attention Veterans Day Parade, so that way...
So it doesn't go to the beer fund?
Exactly. You know.
Hey, I'm looking at your website right now, the Tucson Veterans Day Parade 2013, at TucsonVeteransDayParade.org. It's easy website, super easy to flow through, to make a donation, very cool. But you've also got a slideshow from 2012.
Yes, we do. We have several great pictures. So this year, every year, we'll be posting new pictures. And we also have a Facebook page. If you like us on Facebook page, we also will put updates on the events that we're going to be having throughout the year so that you can come and participate.
And I don't mean I'm looking at these pictures. There are a ton of people out at the parade last year. I mean, a ton.
This is another event that's a family-friendly event. This is one of the major things that we like to have the kids. The kids come down. They have a great time watching all the motorcycles pass by, all the cars.
Waving flags.
All the veterans.
You got
yes.
the U of A marching band, it looks like, here.
Yes.
I mean, you guys have got one heck of a great-looking parade. And I know we're kind of running short on time, but so you'll have veterans from...
All
every
wars.
Every war up until World War II.
Yeah.
Because,
right.
I don't think...
There's no more World War
no
I.
World War One or... But you'll have... So World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all the wars will be represented.
Absolutely.
In this parade.
Every Afghanistan, Iraqi freedom, all those are participants in there, and not only that, but the people that support them, the Blue Star Moms, the Gold Star Moms, those are the mothers of the veterans and, sons of the Legion, everybody, that has a connection to a veteran, that wants to honor that veteran. We want them to come out to the parade so we can, support.
Just honor their service.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. You guys, that is great. Congratulations for carrying on such a wonderful Tucson tradition.
Thank you for having us.
Years,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing it with the community. And
please donate to the, to the Veterans
we'll
Day
have
parade.
Links on, up at FredJeff.com.
Absolutely we will. And at this point, you're probably not looking for a bunch of money. But every little bit helps.
Even a $5 donation helps right now. Because right now, we don't have enough money to actually pay for this year. But, we'll come up with it somehow.
Sure.
Thanks to the generosity of some, and some but we want to be able to do it, without struggling and not, worrying about not being able to make our commitments.
Got it. Well, again, thanks a ton for what you guys are doing. Tucson's a great place because of folks like you and events that you put on like this. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, folks. Going to take a super fast break because I think at this point all we're going to talk about is if you need to buy health insurance, you need to call Ronstadt Insurance. And we'll be right back with more on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, everybody in the... Hello, everyone in Tucson.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
We are celebrating.
We want to say a little shout out to Dad, who had a little bit of an accident with a horse and lost. And he's at home now, convalescing. Hope you feel better, Dad.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, culture, and equestrian
prowess of the Ronstadt family.
Of the folks living here in Tucson. In
the lack of it.
Yeah. So, Jeff, this is
Fred.
One of our favorite shows of the month. Actually, it is the favorite show of the month for me, and that's the Downtown Show. And we have had in studio the lovely and vivacious Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership. And there is so much stuff going on downtown. Tonight is the All Souls procession. We got the Veterans Day Parade.
Actually, I think
Comic-Con.
The All Souls stuff is going on starting right now. Was the Little Angels last night, or is that this morning?
Oh, it might be this morning, but there was actually some kind of celebration last night that I missed. It was sort of a life celebration, so
pre-party.
That we can have a memorial today. We have the Veterans Parade coming up, all sorts of stuff going on at the TCC, the Music Hall. Tucson Symphony's in full gear. Mountaintop is playing at ATC, the Arizona Theater Company, which apparently
Fred,
is phenomenal.
There's tons. The happiness lectures down at the Fox. I mean, it's crazy.
But here's one thing that people love and hate at the same time, and that's the El Tour de Tucson.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Fred and Jeff Show.
No, they just hate. They just hate the Fred and Jeff Show.
Yeah, but El Tour de Tucson.
Because you get riders from all over the world riding around in Tucson, and the people who still choose to ride cars are all torqued all day long because all their entrance and egresses from everywhere get bunged up. But anyways, with us today is Richard, and I'm going to do this just like you wrote it, but Richard. De Bernardis. Good. Very good, Fred.
So
Richard
Fred,
David Nardis, who is the founder of the El Tour de Tucson.
How long ago was that?
Well, 1983. So this is our 31st year.
1983,
year.
You started this little ride?
Right. In fact, I rode the perimeter of Tucson back in the summer of 83. You know, I was from Alaska, moved here, didn't know about your heat and your dehydration, and went out in 106 degrees and rode the event. And it was so beautiful, I said, you know, more people need to share this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was so beautiful, this you're happy that's you're going to be your dying vision.
No. almost that day. Lack of water. In fact, it took me 16 hours to ride the perimeter of Tucson back then.
And you did it all by yourself?
No, I did it with a young fellow at the time who worked at a bicycle shop and wanted to go ride with a star, you know, because at that time I had bicycled the edge of the United States and bicycled the edge of Japan and came here to write my book and find myself bicycling the edge of Tucson. And that's how the event started way back then.
Okay, now you have to forgive us because we're not, as you can tell, cyclists.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Well, they come in all shapes
Fred,
and sizes.
Yeah, okay,
Jeff.
Okay,
so I own a bike. At least I own a bicycle,
I own a
Jeffrey.
Bike, too. I own a Schwinn. No, yeah. Beach cruiser.
I have a Sun Cruiser, and actually, I ride at least three times a week.
Okay, but Fred, what I'm referring to is we don't do it in great lengths, great distances.
16 miles at a time, brother.
Okay, collectively, I've probably ridden 16 miles over the last 25 years. So, but my point is you're from a bicycling background.
Kind of.
Okay, but you wrote a book, or what's the
deal? Well, I came here to write my book, but never finished a book, because then I got involved in putting on this bicycling event.
But how are you, this kid wanted to go bicycling with a cycling superstar.
Oh, at the time I had gotten a Guinness World Record for bicycling the edge of the United States, 12,000 miles in 180 days.
No way!
Yeah, and then I did the perimeter of Japan and got another Guinness World Record, and that was 6,235 miles in 77 days. And so each of my trips kept getting smaller and smaller. Went from 12,000 to 6,000. And then I found Tucson, which was about 106 miles at the time. So
that's
I kind of
great.
Found my niche. That's where I kind of like it.
So now what was the, where did the idea come from that, gosh, you know, doing this perimeter race around Tucson, this ride around Tucson, we could turn it into a big giant fundraiser and make a bunch of money.
Well, you know, my experiences around the edge in the United States and around Japan were just phenomenal. It's all about people and the beauty that you get to see by bicycle. You miss so much by a car, but by bicycle, you just get to see just about every foot of America. So when I did Tucson, it reminded me so much about my own adventures that I felt, God, if I can share something with people, it would be sharing Tucson, because not everybody's going to get out and ride the edge of the United States.
Right.
But you do actually get to experience some of those things that I did on the edge of the United States. So I said, I've got to put on this ride. And at the time, my mom had diabetes. So I walked into the Diabetes Association and said, hey, guys, how would you like a fundraising event? I'll create it. I'll do it. Just do it for nothing. We'll have some fun with it. So the director, they didn't have any big fundraising event. I mean, I think their biggest fundraising event was about $2,000 or $3,000 back in 1983. So I said, well, let's go for 200 cyclists and let's raise $4,000. Well, we had 198 cyclists and we raised $4,500. So the Diabetes Association was hooked. So they said, would you stay on and do it again? I said, sure. So we did it the next year. Our cyclists went from 198 cyclists to 641. And we went from $4,500 to $45,000.
In 1 year?
In 1 year. The reason why? In 1984, the United States placed in the Olympics. We won gold medals and silver medals. So bicycling went crazy. And then what happened the next year? It went from $45,000 to $92,000. And went from 641 to 1,100 cyclists. So we kind of caught the wave before cycling came into America. When Greg LeMond won the Tour de France in 1986, America went crazy. Just went crazy. But we were there before that.
That guy still owes me $20, though. So.
But, you know, the interesting thing, that was back in 1983, and we had one charitable agency. This year, we have 47 charitable agencies.
I got to tell you, the Rotary Club that I'm in,
she's
a Rotary Club, we have a Rotary team, and they raise a ton of money.
Oh, last year, 445 $8,000 Rotary raise for End Polio Now.
Yeah.
And you're the person who heads the Rotary worldwide, John Cuco. He came last year, and he raised $2,000 per mile. And so last year it was 111 miles, so he did $222,000.
That's just amazing.
He's coming back. In fact,
well, why wouldn't he? He raised 200 G's.
Well, and what we did, we're honoring him, because, you know, like each year we honor someone special. So John, who's been the highest money raiser in our 30-year history ever, we decided to dedicate the ride to him and have him come back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, and we think that the Rotaries, we hope that they're going to hit their $500,000 point this year.
Yeah, we'd like to do that. That'd be an amazing thing.
But, you know, that's just one charity. You know, you have Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. You have the American Parkinson's Disease Association. You have Tinidito Children and Family Services.
There are guys out there riding for my son. My son is in leukemia treatment.
Right.
So we have guys out there riding in honor of Larry.
Right. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
That's it. Absolutely. Right. So it's great. Team and training. I mean, you guys got them all.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it takes a lot of money to put this event on.
Sure.
And so we have great sponsors, you know, like Casino del Sol Resort, the Pascayaki Tribe. Those guys have jumped into this and helped us so much over the past couple of years. We have a team from the Pascayaki Nation that is going to be riding, and they all have diabetes. So they're getting into bicycling for the health of it. And that's why we started L2.
That's wonderful.
You know, one of the offshoots of this, too, is that this has now become the second largest economic impact event in the city of Tucson. We'll have an economic impact of about anywhere between $13 and $20 million that day. It's too hard to really estimate, but $13 to $20 million. The Gem Show is the one that is the number one economic impact. Of course, they're like 3 weeks, and we're just that one weekend. But it's I'm amazed at how this thing has developed. I don't want to take credit for the whole thing, because there's so many people that have helped us out, and also just by nature, things just happen. And L-Tour has happened. You know, L-Tour on that day, you know, there's probably everybody in town knows it's L-Tour to Tucson, 111 miles. We go around the whole Tucson. We go through Pima County, you know, Oro Valley, Marana.
So, well, let's have a sort of a visual, a mental walk through the tour this year.
Okay, mental walk through the route.
Yeah,
Start downtown, right by the Children's Museum, Armory Park. They head south. They go down to Nogales Highway, or actually Mission Road, cross the lower Santa Cruz, head over to Nogales Highway, go down behind the airport. Then they head out, come up Kolb, and head out onto Irvington over to Houghton. Then they head north all the way to the foothills of the Catalinas, and they cross Sabino Creek. Then they go up Sunrise, take Sunrise all the way over to Oracle, north on Oracle to Rancho Vistoso up in Oro Valley, down Rancho Vistoso, and head and eventually get over to Tangerine, go through Marana, over to the freeway, and then straight down back to Tucson. And so we're looking at, hopefully, that we might be able to use the freeway frontage road. We're still under discussion with ADOT and the county, and so we'll make a decision, hopefully, this week.
It's got to come up pretty quickly, because the
tour is right around the corner. But, you know, it takes a year plus to put on this event, because as we're doing the ride now for this year, we're looking at what are we going to change for next year. So it's over a year. And then money, this event will cost $1.8 million to put on. And $500,000 of that is like in-kind support. And then it actually takes about $1.3 million in cash to support this. So it's a
number one. The barricades, the police officers.
Police will run us about $150,000. Barricades, anywhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $120,000.
We have aid stations.
And then we have like 20 to 22 aid stations. So just a number of bananas it takes to feed people out there that day. You don't think about bananas and raisins and apples and oranges and all the other food that we put out there. And, you know, when we started this event, like, I knew people are not going to be able to bike 100 miles their first time. So we started that you can do a 25, a 50, a 75, and 100. Of course, it's changed a little bit. Now, today, it's 40 miles, it's 60 miles, it's 80 miles, and it's 111 miles. And people have actually started in the lowest event, like in 40 miles, and they work their way all the way up to the 100 miles.
That's
And we
fabulous.
Have an event for both you guys. We have our fun ride. You can do 10, 5, or a quarter mile. So there's no excuse. You know,
wait, go with that again. 10, 5, and a quarter mile?
And a quarter mile.
Can I have a cocktail while I'm doing that quarter mile?
Well, we didn't. We do have Bud Light, you know, out there, so you might be.
I'm more of a bourbon
there,
guy. You know, I'm more of a bourbon drinker, so I could, you know, get my both a bag full of bourbon and as I'm making it through the quarter mile.
I think you do the 40. But you know, you also have an event for couch potatoes.
And oh, the one that we have, the indoor L tour. So if you can't be there on ride day, you can do the indoor L tour any place in the world. We've actually had someone in France, in Paris, they from Tucson, but they weren't going to be here. Said, I can't do El Tour. I said, well, yes, you could. You can go to your hotel in Paris, get on a stationary bicycle, and ride for minutes instead of miles. So if you ride for 42 minutes, you get a bronze medallion. If you ride for 111 minutes, you get a platinum medallion.
I could do that.
Yeah, so there's no excuse. You can do just about anything in L2.
I'm totally doing that. So how long do I have to ride for on the stationary bike?
Actually, all you do is ride 10 minutes and you get our fun ride medallion.
I'm in.
So there's no excuse. But you know,
wait, is there like, can I do it like in 1 minute increments?
You can do it. No, you have to stay on your bicycle. You have to pedal for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, darn. We
have all kinds of programs. Like we teamed up with United Way. So we have the L Tour fans. And those are people that are going to come out on ride day and just wave a fan wishing good luck to all the cyclists.
That's awesome.
So you want to come out. If you're not going to ride it, if you're not going to contribute to it, you just want to be part of it. Because if you're not part of it, you're going to be stuck in traffic somewhere.
Right. So give the good energy, not the bad energy.
Yeah.
And we're expecting
almost 9,000 cyclists this year.
Wow.
And 55% of those come from out of Tucson.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Roger, thanks for what you've done.
You're welcome.
It's great, great, great.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely.
So Richard, we give away...
Who's Richard?
Richard.
Yeah, that's the other guy. It's probably waiting to come on next.
You mean Roger?
No, that's Richard.
Richard.
That's okay.
Did I call you Roger?
Yeah, but Jeff...
I was saying to my friend Roger Walsh that owns this other company that you look nothing like him. That was me tap dancing.
So thanks, Richard, we give away a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. Give us a quick trivia question for El Tour, and whoever answers it first at fred@fredandjeff.com will get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florists.
A quick trivia question?
Quick trivia question.
What number of years is this of El Tour?
That's a pretty quick one.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So send Fred an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and you'll get some fabulous roses from our friends at Mayfield Florists. Thanks again for what you do.
Yeah, that's really almost like who's buried in Grant's tomb. Thanks, <you guys. laughs> Thanks so much, you guys. This is just great that you do this for us. We really appreciate your support.
Absolutely. All right, folks, get out there, meet your neighbor, because that's what makes Tucson a great place to live. And we'll see you all here next week on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Turning and turning, the world goes on. We can't change.